empathy is a very powerful tool. It just really is. It doesn't mean that you have to stay warm and fuzzy and just overly emotional all the time. That's not what empathy is all about. Empathy is really putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
Hello, and welcome to the Excel at Consulting podcast, dedicated to helping ambitious female consultants create an authentic and thriving consulting practice that stands out and excels in a male-dominated industry. In this space, we are ditching the never-ending hustle for intention and purpose as we cultivate our mindset, expand our knowledge, and prioritize our health, wellness, and happiness to offer our absolute best to the clients we serve. I'm your host, Dr. Angelina Davis, and I am the founder of Excel at Consulting. Join me as we leave our unique mark on the consulting world and create a business and life we love. Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of the Excel at Consulting podcast. I am so happy you tuned in today, and I'm excited to talk about our topic today. And that's because I was recently reading an article that provided some insight and guidance into what organizations believe they need to achieve success in 2021. They highlighted one particular skill set or group of skills that they found to be key to their future success. And I was just thinking when I saw this written that this would be an amazing topic to have because it's something that I have believed and thought to be true for so long. And I'm so glad that this is now getting more of a spotlight. And that is a focus on prioritizing soft skills. If you're not familiar with what soft skills actually are, think of soft skills as people skills. So these are the non-technical skills that many clients and other businesses look for when they're seeking out employees or consultants or other people to work with in business. They are honing in on skills such as communication, time management, critical thinking, empathy, etc. Those are the skills that they are tying to their future success in this particular article. So much so that these soft skills are even taking on a new name. That new name is critical skills because they are believed to be absolutely critical for enhancing employee experiences, increasing productivity, increasing an organization or business's likelihood of success. Just overall, soft skills are an amazing way to boost your business. And this is why our discussion today will be all around three surefire ways that soft skills can boost your consulting business. When we're hired as consultants, the focus is often on what we know, our experiences, our technical skills, our technical training, our education, et cetera. Those are considered the hard skills that we're bringing to the table. And we focus very heavily on those because that is what we know will do the job and what we need to utilize in order to perform at our best. And oftentimes what many of us take for granted are the soft skills, those things that you can't learn in school. Let's be honest, they don't teach soft skills in the classroom. So soft skills are often something that you're going to learn either through your experience on the job, experience throughout life, as well as mentors or coaches, etc. Those are ways that we can enhance and grow and build our soft skills. But also, many people take for granted that they know how to do these things already. And just to recap and go in a little bit deeper into what soft skills actually are, these are things such as integrity, teamwork, creativity, open-mindedness, dependability. All of these things are soft skills. Those are the skills that everybody has the ability to use, but oftentimes don't know how to use them effectively. What we found over time is that soft skills are highly valued by clients. That is whether or not you're working with someone one-on-one or you're working with a business or organization. When these clients are looking for a consultant to work with, they are honing in and looking at soft skills as one of the key deciding factors as to whether or not they are going to secure your services. So whether or not you're going to land that contract is going to rely on these soft skills. So soft skills are definitely relevant. They are extremely meaningful and definitely needed. And the reason why is this. Have you ever had
a boss or maybe a colleague that you work with, and they never seem to really consider or care about their employees or the individuals they led. When you run into situations like that, oftentimes that environment is just toxic, right? It's just negative. And these people are unbearable to work with. They carry a lot of negative energy, and all of that ruins the environment and the ability for others to work effectively. And because of that, what you'll find is that the outcome, what everybody is able to put out in terms of a result of their work, is not of high quality, is not of the best quality that it could be. And that's because there has been a breakdown when it comes to employing and utilizing soft skills. So soft skills matter. You have to know how to interact with other individuals. You have to know how to self-regulate. You have to have some level of emotional intelligence that is going to allow you to work effectively on the things that you need to accomplish, especially in a group setting. So when we think about soft skills and what we can tap into and how we can use them, I think there are really three surefire ways that you can tap into your soft skills today and make that work for you so that you are achieving greater success as early as tomorrow. I mean, this is something that if you know that these soft skills exist, if you have an idea as to how to utilize these skills, then the impact that you can have on your business can be absolutely immediate. So one of the first surefire ways that you can boost your consulting business with soft skills is to plan your communication strategy with your potential client. Because communication is a major soft skill, right? Whether it's written, verbal, or even nonverbal communication, all of those things matter. And why do they matter? They matter because when you're communicating with individuals, what you're doing is you're building the like, know, and trust factor. That like, know, and trust factor will be key to securing your client contracts as well as generating future leads. So you have to make sure that you are communicating effectively, that you're communicating with clarity, and that the message that you're sending is consistent with your brand or the vision and goals and the purpose of your business. So you want to make sure all those things are in alignment. Communication matters. When we plan our communication strategy, when we're very mindful and thoughtful of that process, then we can structure it so that we're providing information in a very focused manner to guide our client to make a decision, right? And we want them to make a decision to work with us, to collaborate with us. One way of doing that is to ensure that we're being very strategic with how we're communicating with them. I know oftentimes we will start out with an initial client meeting. That meeting can be via a Zoom call or it can be on the phone. We may even go in the days when it's not a pandemic, grab a cup of coffee and sit down and discuss what we can offer in terms of our services as a consultant. In those moments, what we're doing is letting that client into our world. They are taking a peek at what it would be like to work with us, what it would be like to communicate with us, what it would be like to have dialogue back and forth, and whether or not they actually respond to the type of communication that we use. So we want to be very mindful in all of those instances that every touch point, every time that we're communicating with them, whether, like I said, that's through email or if that's through a phone call or some other means, that we are communicating in a way that we will feel proud of and that will generate a relationship that will grow with time. One thing that we don't want to do is not be mindful of these things and then communicate in a very haphazard way and spew out a lot of information that may be incorrect or create a circumstance where we have to backtrack and correct misstatements. We don't want to do that because when we're correcting things that we've already said or we've already communicated, then that breaks down and erodes away that trust that we're trying to build. It is very important that we take our time to plan our communication strategy with our potential clients so that we're putting that best foot forward. Now, the second way that I think that we can really boost our consulting business through soft skills is to use empathy to connect with our clients on a deeper level. Empathy is a very powerful tool. It just really is. It doesn't mean that you have to stay warm and fuzzy and just overly emotional all the time. That's not what empathy is all about. Empathy is really putting yourself in the other person's shoes. It's taking the time to understand what it feels like to sit in their seat, to be in their position, and to use that knowledge to help and to provide a greater service. Clients are often seeking consulting services because they're trying to solve a specific problem. And this is oftentimes a problem that they have been trying to solve for a very long time. Most people don't reach out to get help from a consultant right away. Even if it's a business, they don't reach out right away. They try to solve it internally. Why? Number one, because it costs money to bring somebody else on. But then two, they don't want to share that intimate part of their business or that intimate part of their lives. So they've already made this attempt to solve the problem, but for whatever reason have had difficulty doing that, at least to the degree that they want to. Really, what they're looking for is somebody to come in and to help them solve a problem or achieve a particular goal. Now, with this in mind, what we can do as consultants is actually leverage empathy by understanding the depth of the problem and what they're actually facing. We want to understand what has led them to the point that they need to seek external help. Why are they coming to you to seek or request your services? All of that matters because it is having a significant impact on them personally or on their business. And we have to tap into why that is the case. You know, studies show that 95% of all purchasing decisions are subconscious. You always have to remember that when someone seeks out your consulting services, what they are doing is making a purchasing decision. They're deciding to pay for your service to help them solve the problem. So it's important that we tap into that subconscious mind, right? Because if 95% of purchasing decisions are subconscious, we have to be able to tap into the subconscious mind. And in order to do that, it requires us to connect with the client on an emotional level. And the only way to do that is to have empathy. The only way to tap into their problem emotionally is to understand where that problem is taking them emotionally. Is it causing them to be stressed out? Is it causing them to be less profitable? That is somehow causing the business to suffer? Is it causing them to think about or be faced with laying off some of their staff? Is it causing them to navigate a very difficult space or time in their life that's causing them sadness or depression? What is it causing? What is it costing the client in the long run not to solve this problem? When we understand the depth of the problem and its impact on their lives, then we can leverage empathy to show that our services are able to address that need. Now, what we're not trying to do is come in and be a savior or somehow sell ourselves as a solution to all of their problems, because we cannot do that. We cannot solve all of their problems. But for the specific issue that they are looking for help with, if we're able to do so, we need to fully understand what that problem is and then come up with a way to address it so that we're actually solving the real problem. And we can do that by using empathy to really connect with them on a deeper level. That is going to take us being both open to the idea of expanding and going deeper with the client in that way. And it's also going to require us to be more vulnerable so that we're able to share and to connect on a level where we may talk to our clients about a hardship that we face in order to relate to their current situation and share various stories of struggle. That may be part of our discussion and connection with them on a deeper level. But all in all, if we're able to use empathy in that way, it will open up doors emotionally for that continued relationship as a client and consultant that other methods that they just won't offer. It won't offer that connection. So if there's one thing that I can stress is that empathy can be a game changer when it comes to your consulting business, because it will allow you to connect on a deeper level, which will lead to more clients and lead to overall better business and more growth. Now, the last thing that I want to share as a surefire way that you can use soft skills to boost your consulting business is preserving your integrity. Integrity is actually a soft skill. You may not have thought of it that way, but there's a Japanese proverb that says the reputation of 1,000 years may be determined by the conduct of 1 hour, meaning that people are going to judge you by, you know, what you see, the actions that you take. Your reputation will either be a lead magnet that will attract clients left and right, or it's going to be something that repels clients from a mile away. And how you conduct your business is a reflection of your integrity. Because see, your integrity is your honesty and your moral principle. It's what you stand for. Integrity is highly valued because clients want to know that they can trust you not only to do the job, but to do the job for them and to help them achieve success. They don't want to worry about someone who is going to tell mistruths or who is not going to be forthcoming when it comes to problems that they may face or that the client may face in their business. They want someone that they can trust as an advisor and someone that they can trust to help them through the difficult time in either their personal life or their business. So it's important that we preserve our integrity. In order to do so, that requires a firm belief in core values. You have to know what you stand for. You have to be unwavering in what you stand for despite the circumstance. That means you can't fold just because it's convenient, just because you're going to make a little bit more money or there's going to be another opportunity that opens up over here. We can't change. We can't waver because it's that consistency that the client desires. And our integrity stands on the fact that we're solid and we are firm in what our core values actually are. So I always encourage my clients to start out by defining their vision, their purpose, and their values, because this will be something that everything hangs on. Everything will hang on that. And that's because, once again, your integrity is going to be what overall begins to attract or repel people in the long run. If we want to grow over time, we have to, number one, establish what integrity means for us and for our consulting business. And then we have to preserve that. We have to be consistent. We have to work in a very moral and ethical manner. We have to show up time and time again and be dependable to hold fast to the values that we have stated to be true. Those are the things that clients will be attracted to. Those are the things that are going to build the reputation that you need in order to go further and further over time. It's going to be preserving that integrity that will make all the difference. I hope that this discussion has been helpful. There are 3 surefire ways that soft skills can boost your consulting business. And we talked about 3 of those important things today. They include 1, planning your communication strategy with your potential client. 2, using empathy to connect with your clients on a deeper level. And 3, preserving your integrity. I hope that you're able to take that and think about how to leverage and use your soft skills in a new way, because if you can, it will open the doors that you just cannot imagine. And if you want to read more about this, I invite you to log on to excelatconsulting.com and you will find more information available on my website that taps into soft skills as well as emotional intelligence. And drop me a line and let me know what you think. Thank you for tuning in to the Excella Consulting Podcast. I hope that this conversation has been helpful and will support and enhance your consulting journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or post a screenshot of you tuning in today to Instagram stories while tagging me at Excella Consulting. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. For the show notes and more information from today's episode, visit excelatconsulting.com/podcast. There you can also learn about Excella Consulting and services offered. I think that wraps up our time together this week. Until next time, take care.